A Western Sydney man is making what could be his final attempt to save his business and reclaim the word UGG for Australia. The concept of the fluffy UGG boot was born in Australia, but there's been a battle over the right to use the word ever since a US company trademarked it in the 1980s. Isabel Rowe is here with an update. I'd always thought the UGG boot came from New Zealand.
Oh, God. Well, I haven't looked that up, Fran. Don't throw me a curveball at the beginning of backstory. No, I think it's an Australian thing, but don't quote me. Look, it's always been a uniquely Australian fashion statement, I think. And UGG was originally an Australian word. Those in the sheepskin industry say that the term UGG isn't a brand name someone came up with. It's the equivalent of the word champagne or feta as in feta cheese. It's a word used to describe something that is unique to a region. But, you know, a lot of things that are made in that region by different people. But this story came about because the US company Deckers, which owns the trademark for UGG in capital letters, says it's theirs. And there's one man who's been fighting this issue after he got sued by Deckers for selling a dozen or so pairs of his UGG boots to US customers. His name is Eddie Oiger, and he spoke to the ABC's business reporter Stephanie Chalmers.
I was selling through a .com.au site. I've only sold 12 or 13 pairs into the United States in 5 years, and four of them, Deckers of Port, with their agents. I said, hey, hang on, I mean, just refund them their money. And no, they wouldn't take no for an answer, really. They were so aggressive.
Eddie Oiger has been in the leather industry since he was 21 years old. The original UGG boot design started by an Australian surfer in 1971 who registered the name in Australia. Then another Australian, also a surfer weirdly, applied to be the US distributor of a West Australian UGG boot maker in 1979. Eventually those two became one company, and then Deckers bought them and registered the trademark for the word UGG in several countries. And the trademark means that Eddie Oiger, who owns Australian Leather in Western Sydney, can only sell in countries where UGG isn't trademarked, so in Australia. And in 2019, a jury in the US found that he knowingly broke that rule by selling to US customers via his online website. The legal team argued on the basis that everyone calls them UGG boots, that US surf shop owners sold UGG boots in the 1960s, that there were magazine advertisements from the time. But Deckers argued that Americans only know UGG as a brand name. And because he was found to have breached that trademark, Eddie Oiger is up for about $3.5 million in orders from the court. Yep. So he's going to appeal that decision today one more time.
They've got the resources. They have the money to actually quieten anybody. Okay? But I'm only doing what's right. And I want to do what's right for Australia. Actually, for future generations, there could be jobs. We have the raw materials here. I mean, why can't our government see that either?
When he mentions the government there, he means the Australian government. A few years ago, when Eddie Oiger got word that he was being sued by Deckers, he called for the backing of the government because he saw this as defending a uniquely Australian thing, which has the potential, as he said, to create local jobs. He doesn't have that backing, but he does have the backing of former independent senator and lawyer Nick Xenophon, who is taking up this case and has done for many years now. And a federal court in Washington, D.C., will hear their appeal today. Nick Xenophon has told the ABC that Deckers are fighting hard to save their brand.
If they lose this case, it means that their UGG trademark is worthless, and effectively this company will end up taking a multi-billion dollar hit. Very high stakes. One individual who faces financial ruin. A company that could find its share price collapse.
This is the latest in several attempts by smaller sheepskin bootmakers to unseat Deckers as the ultimate owner of the name UGG. The US company Coolabura has taken it to court before too, arguing the term was generic not just in Australia but in the US. But they lost, and eventually Deckers bought Coolabura. Deckers has also sent hundreds of cease and desist letters to other UGG makers in Australia and in the US. And Nick Xenophon says that that is why they are still trying to fight this, because it's not just them, it's other small manufacturers in Australia as well.
Eddie's battle has not just been about him and his small company. It's been about every Australian UGG boot manufacturer and their right to sell UGG boots around the world. Because right now, a product that is quintessentially Australian can't be sold by Australian companies to anywhere around the world, particularly in the US and European markets, because of this trademark, which we say should never have been granted in the first place.
The case goes to court in the US today, and you can read more about that story from Stephanie Chalmers online at the ABC News website or see it on The Business Tonight on ABC TV.
Yeah, give us back our Ugg boots. Isabel, thank you very much.
Thank you.